Before I share something exciting with you, let me take just one more moment to say the U.S. Congress, in a bipartisan way, has created a commission to, in some ways, answer Glenn Altshuler's question and many others. And Don is supplying enormously important leadership to that institution. And it's being run through the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. And in advance of the wisdom that you're going to continue to share with us on behalf of a grateful university and eventually a grateful nation. Thank you, Don Randall. So as we know, and as Don has so eloquently, as always, reiterated, this deep commitment to the arts and humanities is an essential part of Cornell University. Understanding that commitment and trying yet again to make it concrete, I have a very special announcement to make. Cornell will erect a magnificent new building for the humanities, the first on our campus for the humanities since Goldwin Smith opened in 1905. This new building will sit snugly beside Goldwin Smith on the East Avenue side. It'll connect with Goldwin Smith through a beautiful expansive atrium, which you're going to see in a moment here why I never went into surgery, Don. This expansive atrium. And its design includes new courtyards and green roofs and the largest auditorium on the Arts Quad. This project is going to cost $61 million. We're doing it completely by philanthropy, and I'm proud to tell you today that we're about 75% of the way there already. And since we've asked Charlie Flager to eat his Wheaties anyway, we're going to get all the way there by January 1st. A Cornell family, who for the time being wishes to remain anonymous, has committed a lead gift of $25 million to the project. I'm very, very grateful for this extraordinary expression of confidence and support, not only in Cornell, but in these critical fields. Were it not for this family, I'm certain I would not be standing here today making this momentous announcement. When the time is appropriate, I hope you'll join me in thanking them. Another of our very generous lead donors is with us today, and I'd like to recognize Tom Gross, class of 78, and his family for their wonderful gift. The Gross family includes an amazing number of dedicated Cornellians spread over four generations, beginning with Tom's grandfather, who was in the class of 1914. Tom's father, Richard Gross, class of 52, and late mother, Ethel Denton Gross, 54, were named foremost benefactors of Cornell for the incredible depth and breadth of their support for students and faculty and facilities all across campus. Tom and two of his siblings are Cornell alumni, and the next generation includes a recent graduate and two current students. And today we thank Tom and his father, along with other members of the Gross family, for generously naming that beautiful atrium. And I'm delighted, Tom, that you can be here. And I want to give everyone a chance to thank you and your family, the Grosses. I also want to take just a moment, if you'll indulge me, to recognize the leadership of Dean Peter LePage of our College of Arts and Sciences. Peter, a theoretical physicist, no less, has been a tireless advocate for this building and has talked extensively with alumni and parents and friends about the significant impact it'll have on the college. And as I told you, he hired 18 humanists this last year. He has done a great deal to bring us to this milestone, and I want you to join me in thanking Peter for all he does. This building, Don, is proof positive that there still is a place for physics in the modern world. Now, across the country, budgets are shrinking. Opinion is not focused on the humanities, but I'm an optimist. As some wag once said, and as Don knows, A university president is someone who's more optimistic than the facts support. But I'm optimistic because there are people like Don Randall. There's nobody just like Don Randall, but there are people like Don Randall. And because there's people like the Grosses and this other family and many others who have contributed, and I know will contribute. And with your support and with the continuing focus on what we can't help but doing, we're going to be having many more days like this. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy TCAM. See you tonight.